title of the sermon, if the Lord begin to do what I'm about to say. But I was thinking about all the Christians that I've run across out here, talked to them, and, you know, the garage doors tore up or whatever, and they start this sad song. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Before the garage door, it was this. Before that, it was that. And I thought, lady, I could give you a notebook, you'd commit suicide if I added to your few little problems you got. You know, but I thought about it, you know, that's not faith in God. Right. You know, that's like poor old me. And I was thinking about it today. I was thinking, God, I've served you for a couple of years or so, a few. And Lord, I'm persuaded that you are a faithful God. Amen. I'm persuaded, and my persuasion don't come based on circumstance. Right. If I base my reality of the Lord and the things of God based on my circumstances, I would have never served him.
Right.
Hallelujah. You know, and I was thinking about it, and God began to deal with my heart, and I went back to 2010. This is not that sermon, but I preached a sermon called Persuaded in 2010, and God led me to it, but I put together what God was saying out of that. Praise God. But how many knows that persuaded people, they don't lose? God is persuaded. Paul said, I'm persuaded that neither life nor death, principalities, powers, things present, things to come can separate me from the love that is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
He was persuaded. And you know what? Churches were against him. Come on, somebody. Have you studied Paul? Churches were against him. Religious people were against him. Then he had the devil. You know, one time he went to the Lord because he was tormented. The Bible says a messenger of Satan talks. People talk about thorn in the flesh, and they'll say, yeah, my wife's my thorn in the flesh, and they get it based on what Paul said. He went to the Lord, the Bible says, because of his many revelations, there was a messenger of Satan sent to buffet him because of those revelations. And he called it a thorn in the flesh. He went to the Lord and he said, Lord, he said, remove this from me. And the Lord three times told him, my grace is sufficient.
Glory to God.
He didn't move him from it. He told him, he said, my grace is sufficient for you, Paul. Praise God. And you know what? I've heard people over the years, you know, they have a lot bitterness, their thorn in the flesh. Now, when you grow in the Lord, when you grow up in the Lord, listen, to be persuaded, number one, you've got to know the will of God. The first thing that I was taught and set out to do was find the will of God. What's the will of God in my marriage? What's the will of God? What's the will of God where I work? What's the will of God where I go to church? What's the will of God? Begin to establish the will of God. But you know what helped me get that established? It was the Holy Spirit, but being a student of the Bible. Getting in that Bible, reading that Bible, and God persuading me that had nothing to do with Scotty in there, but things I would read in that Bible, it would persuade me by the Spirit of God of the will of God. That's why I'm still married after 36 years.
Glory to God.
I'm telling you right now, I found out the will of God in there that God hates divorce, and I've seen over 50% of divorce in the church, same as out in the world. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I've seen it in my family. Lord, most of my brothers and sisters divorced, married 8 times. And I'm about to get all of that. That's what you like. Go ahead. But I got persuaded. I said, Lord, I'm going to break that in my life and in my personal life. I'm going to break that. So I took that Bible and I read in there, God hates divorce. Then they kept no woman give me no more, dude. Couldn't no woman catch my attention no more. I mean, you know, being free. And the guy today said, yeah, my wife took the truck, left. He said, now I'm free. I said, you ain't got nobody telling you what to do now. Hey, you're not invited to church. You ain't got nobody telling you what to do when they come to church. All right? Hallelujah. Me and Teresa, if we ain't careful, we get into it right before church in the bathroom. Because our bathroom's small. But we're persuaded. I was persuaded. You know what that did? Whenever I read that, praise God, I got persuaded that it was God's will that we live together forever. And that's been 27 years ago. Now, have we had troubles? Yes. Have we had trouble? Have I won a divorce? Yes. But I made a quality decision based on the word of God that God hates divorce, and I hate it too, bless God. And then when it come on down to travel, I'm not just telling you a story. Faith began there, and they ain't nothing can get me out of it but me.
That's right.
I'm telling you, she decided to divorce me, she can't. Something happens. The motel fills up. Something happens every time. It's because I'm persuaded that there ain't nothing can separate what God put together. Now, go down to work, you know. I had to get persuaded back there. I quit my job one time because I was persuaded that I was called to preach. And I was, Johnny, I was. So I quit and nothing. Nobody came in. Nothing happened. I mean, we got down to beans. Come in one day, and sometimes we need to listen to our wives. Come in one day, and she said, "You got to go back to work. God didn't tell you to quit." She said, "You got upset over there." I said, "But I'm called to preach." She said, "Yeah, but what about the will of God?" She said, "The will of God." She said, "You got to go back." So I started thinking about it and everything. The Lord said, "Go back." And I said, "God, I've got to tell her that I'm sorry." He said, "I know it." And you know what, praise God, I went back, you know, I humbled myself, and I went back just because it was the will of God. And I knew that I was called, I dismissed it, I was ignorant, Johnny. I mean, I was ignorant to all the preachers. Listen, I don't listen to people.
Right.
I don't really listen to people, what they think, how I ought to run the church, how they think my marriage ought to be, all of that. No, I seek the counselor.
Amen.
The word of God, the mighty God, because they have their perspective of the things that we need to do. Based on what they think is the best for us. But how many know God knows our future? And so I went back, you know, and I said, okay. I said, I called my boss and I said, "Listen, man, I've messed up. I need my job back. I want my job back." "Well, sugar, you shouldn't have left anyway. That's why I'm sorry." "Well, you know what? I went back and it's the best time that I ever had in that place. And God just began to promote me. In a year's time, I was making the exact same money as my brother was that had been there for 15 years before me. And then God put me in my own business because he couldn't hurt anybody, but I had to be promoted because I'm standing on Deuteronomy 28. Not based on my job, not based on nothing else. The blessing of the Lord is going to make Scotty rich and not based it anymore." I told my boss was one that if you went to him and asked him for a raise, he'd fire you. It was just that old school type, you know. And so I was brave enough to ask him for a raise, you know, before I got saved. No, I'd go up there and tell him, "I need a raise, man." He'd be like, "Well, you won't come to work half the time." "Yeah, but I need a raise if I can make more money." He said, "No, you need to work more." But anyhow, if you got a raise, it'd be 10 cents an hour. But make it to $3.35. Talk cheap, Rock. Try that out for a little bit. Anyways, I made up my mind. I told the Lord after I got born again and went back, I said, "No, I'm not asking him for another raise, God. You're going to promote me. You're going to give me a raise. You're going." And then I realized that that place needed me. That place needed my faith to believe God to prosper down there because I was in that place.
Amen.
And I felt like they're fortunate to have me because I know God. I have faith in God, and I love people now. And I don't steal their fuel out there, and I don't steal windows anymore, and boxes of nails, and I stole a bunch of stuff from that place. Loaded on a truck when I'm going out with deliveries. I'm not proud of that, but I mean, you know, I did it. Load it up, drop it off in the woods, and go back and get it out of golf work. Johnny had good windows in my house. One at a time, rebuilding my house. I never stole nothing else when I left. From the time I got born again, I never took nothing else.
Amen.
I wouldn't even take nails out of a garbage dumpster without asking for them.
Bless.
My brother, they're throwing them away. I said, "Yeah, but he didn't throw them away for me." So I go ask my boss, "Sure, and get them. They're in the dumpster." I said, "I know it. I just want to make sure it's okay."
That's right.
Well, see, I didn't want to do anything to offend the will of God in my life. Hallelujah. And so, you know what? God promoted me there into Travis. It come up with Travis. Every one of y'all going to be tested. You think you ain't going to be tested with money? You think you're going to believe God and prosper and not have opportunity to God say, okay, if you want any deeper water, told Aubrey the other day, I told her, I said, Papa's going to take you, I said, y'all going to go to a motel. I said, y'all going to get a swimming pool. Yeah, Papa, and there's going to be a kiddie pool and I'm going to jump in. I said, yeah, Papa's going to find out where y'all at, baby, and I'm coming up there, and Papa's going to take you to the deep water and teach you how to swim. She said, I already know how to swim, Papa. I said, oh, you know everything. I know you do. I thought, you know what? That little head of yours can believe you know how to swim, but when Papa gets you out in the deep water, we're going to see what you really believe. See, now what I'm saying in that is, you know, I'm believing God, believing God, believing God. Things go to looking, and now I'm not believing God. Well, I'm not persuaded yet. I'm not persuaded that God's faithful yet because I'm wavering. Come on, somebody. You find until you get 35, then your body starts having lockups or something. You're believing God for it to walk into divine health to up to 45. Come on, somebody. Your body's persuading you different now. Now you got to be persuaded of that word. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by Jesus Christ I'm healed. Hallelujah. And I get up in the morning and I lay my hands on my body and I say, you're healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My brain thinks better than it used to. My lungs are good. My heart is clear. My veins are clear. My joints are strong. No inflammation here.
Amen.
I felt inflammation is under the curse in Deuteronomy 28. Hemorrhoids. Heard of people having hemorrhoids. I don't have hemorrhoids. It's under the curse. It's in there. Hemorrhoids. Inflammation is in there under the curse. I mean, the Bible says in Galatians 3 that we've been redeemed from the curse. Redeemed from the curse of the law.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You've been redeemed. Hallelujah. Now, you know, just because we've been redeemed, we got to pick it up. We got to go pick that up and we got to carry that out with us. Travis went through my business. I mean, when you work for yourself, you got to do it by faith, man. I mean, really. Just like right now, shortage in metal or whatever the case might be, I've got about 30 doors ordered that I can't get here. Come on, somebody.
Right.
Call them today. Yeah, we got it in stock. We can give them a price. Let's do it. Call them up. I said, I need those doors next year. Well, if we don't run out, I said, you got them in stock, ain't you? Well, yeah, they're in stock. I said, well, then I'm ordering them. They're mine.
Bless them, Lord.
You got them in stock, I'm ordering their mind.
Amen.
You know, I mean, we don't have the authority to do that. I said, are you serious? I said, why don't you just forget all the other orders I got? I said, I'll just go ahead and pay you for the doors right now. Then they will be mine.
Bless
you,
Lord.
Well, Chris is not here. We got to wait till tomorrow. I just said, okay, that's fine. So I understand challenges. And you know what I could think? Just forget this. I'm going to quit. I'm going to go get... Listen, I got CDLs, but God, there's a lot of people want me. They want me over here and running garage door companies and everything else. I can drive a truck in air conditions, and I got a buddy down there to pay me $200 a day, no problem. Have me home by 2 or 3 o'clock. It ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm in the will of God in my business. So when it gets lean circumstances, I'm not going to be persuaded that it ain't going to make it, that it ain't going to grow, that it ain't going to happen. Bless God. I'm going to release my faith and say, God, your word says in Romans 8:28, we know that you work all things together for the good of those that love the Lord and to those that are called according to his purpose, which we are.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so, the rest of the time I give prices all day, Travis did it. I don't even want to talk to them right now. I told them, I said, you call them. You email them. I don't want to, I got to cool down right now. I don't want to talk right now with them. Well, now, Johnny, I can let that frustration get me in trouble.
Right.
Because if they can't get them, that's not their fault. Right? If they're having trouble getting metal, that's not their fault. It's not. So I've got to just go here. Now I've got another opportunity. You've got another opportunity. You're going to have another opportunity to see whether you're persuaded or not.
Right
now, people's in a test. A lot of people. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Bible says the Lord delivers us out of
Amen.
All that. Travis, one time we got slow, went through a season slow. I mean, I went through 3 years one time. No money. 3 months. I went through about a year and a half, and then we was barely being supplied. And God wouldn't let me take up an offer here for me, Dean. Amazing. I tell the Lord, Lord, I done been to church on empty, Lord, for 3 weeks nearly. I said, Lord, they would take up an offering, Lord. They would help me. He said, don't tell them nothing. And had me preaching on the blessing. I'm telling you the honest to God's truth. I came to this church to preach faith. I preached it by faith, Johnny. I mean, I did it by faith, not because I had any money, couldn't even buy a cold drink for my son. And I was going to go get a job because I started thinking you're less than a man. You're going to lose your house. And if you really loved your wife, you'd have done had your house. I hear all this stuff right in the middle of this hardship. And you know what, praise God, hallelujah, I went through that, you know, and I stood and I said, devil, you might as well shut up. The will of God, God ain't told me to change jobs. God told me he put me in this business, but God. And then I took the scripture over there where the Bible, Jesus told him, he said, no man has left father and mother, land, brothers and sisters for my sake and the gospel and lost anything, but he shall gain 100-fold in this life and eternal life. And I took that scripture, blessed God, right in the middle of hell. And I stood on that scripture and told God, you are faithful to back up your word. You sent your son. He never said nothing unless he heard you. He didn't do nothing without him seeing you do it or told him to do it. And God, I'm standing on your promise right now in the name of Jesus. And God, help me not to yield to this flesh man that's under pressure right now. Amen. Did you know that Jesus didn't want to go to the cross? If you study it out and you read real close, don't read over. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane and he said, Father, if there be any way, let this cup pass from me. He said, but nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but yours. Here we go, the will of God again. And he went to that cross, and man, you're redeemed from the curse and going to hell. And I mean, got the blessings flowing. Travis, I felt emotionally bad. He goes to Teresa somewhat during this time. See, he lives on my property, you know. And so if I go under, the whole family goes under. You understand? Everybody got to move. Everybody on the street. That's just the way it was. I mean, we'd be homeless. We done give our home away over there. And that's another thing I stood on. I stood on that. Nope, I sold that. I sold that house and land. But God, and I've got insurance that I will hold mine. Travis goes to Teresa. I'm talking about being persuaded. See, man, you've got to be persuaded of the will of God in our life. If we don't, the enemy will come in and toss us to and fro by worry and what are we going to do and how are we going to take care of ourselves and we're going to go under. He is a liar. None of that is based on the Bible. The Bible says, but my God shall supply all of our needs according. We got to get persuaded that God will come through for us. That God will make a way for us. Hallelujah. Yes. He goes to Teresa, Mom, I got to go to Walmart. Gonna go to Walmart and get a job. Gonna go work at night, then work with me in the daytime. I said, that's not going to happen. I'll work all night coming here to try to sleep through work. Not going to happen. So me and Teresa tell him, what's God saying? Your bills are telling you this. Come on, somebody. Do you see the connection? You're his bills. He's got to pay his bills. Got to take care of himself. So I thought, well, I've got to help him get persuaded. He's got to find the will of God. And he's got to, if you don't got the will of God, you've got no faith in the battle. You better find the will of God. Hallelujah. That way, when the trial comes, you'll have faith in the middle of that battle.
Amen.
To stand, hallelujah. Not make wrong choices. Not go the wrong direction. I have an opportunity all the time to quit this church, but I'm in the will of God. I would have thought we'd have done been packed out 400 people way before most of y'all got here. I've been here 21 years. Going on 20, been here longer than that. 22 something. Sandy was here when we started in the Bible study back there. Oh, glory to God. The will of, oh yeah, start a church. But God didn't tell me all the mess I'm going to have. The Bible says where there ain't no oxen, a stall, the stall's clean. Proverbs. Get it?
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
Ain't no manure in a stall, ain't there?
Yeah.
That's a chunk of wisdom in there. When I decided to get cows, I considered a cost. Are they going to get out? Are they going to put them up? Am I going to slaughter them? Am I willing to go through it? Because I know it's going to happen. And I did. I put up with them cows for a year. They ain't got out no more, praise God, since I've been on that nose thing. Well, when the trial was in, I thought, well, the money looks good. They look good. Sell them off. Cha-ching, man. Sell them off. I could buy me a Harley. And then I thought, well, I'm not persuaded. Was it God's will that I get cows or not? I've seen them in Deuteronomy 28 before I got them. I believe God for them cows, bless God. Now, them cows ain't going to change my persuasion in the middle of their mess. Yeah. Well, I still got them, and they ain't getting out more, praise God. Yeah. And all I can do is go over there, they're getting fatter and fatter. And I'm like, they looking good. Looking good. My grass is outgrowing them now. Travis, and so we tell them, what's the Lord saying, son? If you ask the Lord about this,
well, you know, you got to understand, I got my truck payment.
Man, all he's got is a truck payment. It's going under. My house payment was nearly $1,000 a month, still is. And, but God, you know what? I went through that 3 years, praise God, got 3 months. I'm trying to tell you today, praise God, that you already know. But stirring up the things on the inside of you that you can let down because of circumstances and trials and the way you think and trying to figure out and all that stuff. There's nowhere in there where it says, God says, figure everything out and let me in on it. Let God, he said, trust me. Trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. Proverbs 3:5, if you need it. Trust the Lord with all, lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct us. Hallelujah. Thank God for that word. See, you've got to let the word persuade you that God knows your life better than you know it. God knows your steps. The Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered or ordained of the Lord.
Yeah.
We're to be led by the Holy Spirit. I mean, the Holy Spirit ain't going to tell me, yeah, y'all had a good marriage, but God don't, He ain't going to let you on. He don't expect you to put up with her. Right. That attitude she has every now and then. I have one too, every now and then. Not as much as she does. She's in the nursery, so I can break down right now. Tell her she wants this sermon to cost her $30. Put an offer in. We'll make you a copy back there. So Travis, you know, here he goes, you know, and he's persuaded that he's going to lose. Well, that just tells me he's a baby. Spiritually, a spiritual baby. That's all it tells me, Johnny. It just tells me I need to walk with him a little bit. I need to teach him. I need to mentor him. And, you know, not be his friend. And, you know, mentor him. And so I go to him a little bit of time, and I tell him, well, you know, what's the Lord saying, son? What's the Lord saying? Is the Lord telling you you got a Walmart? I got to pay bills. I said, I see bills telling you that.
Right.
That's not the way to go. You hang in here. You hang in the will of God. He hung in the will of God. Ain't nowhere in your work making the money he makes when the Lord's flowing.
Yes.
And people say, well, it's because you're his daddy and you take it. No, I don't. I pay him like I do everybody else. I don't take on his life. And I told him one time, I said, son, don't put pressure on me. Because it's not my job to take care of you. You put pressure on the Lord, the promises of God, and God will make sure you're taken care of. In spite of me. And so, see, we got to be persuaded. I thought about Caleb and Joshua. I thought about Daniel. Daniel in the lion's den. That prayed and they made a decree, if you pray to any other God other than this God, and he knew the consequences of what he's going to do. But you know what? He swung the window open. Johnny, I believe just like he had been doing it, he was a servant of God and prayed. Not because they said that. He was a Christian. And so he swung that window open, prayed, and they went and told on him. And you know the story. But he was persuaded that God was more important than what they were telling him. And so he goes on to do it. He gets in the lion's den. You know the story. The angel shows up. And they stop the mouths of the lion. Ain't that just like God? Stay in the will of God, even though it's hard, and I'll show up. Yeah. Daniel was persuaded. I don't know if he knew that the lions would eat him or not. I don't know. But I know that his heart was committed to following God. And I know the same way with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I know the same way with Caleb and Joshua. And all these guys, because they were persuaded, their persuasion showed up in their walk. And they ended up in the promises of God. And so Travis hung in there. And you know what? When I came out of that trial, I lost a garbage dumpster. Everybody told me, well, you know, God wants us to use wisdom. Common sense. People would tell me, God wants us to use common sense. I said, give me scripture for it. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll believe what you just said. If you can give me, where did you get that? Where did you get that in the Bible? That I'm supposed to use common sense to take care of us. And they said, well, I said, no, tell me in the Bible. See, all I'm saying here, I'm persuaded and was persuaded. That's the way that goes. I'm persuaded then that opinion is not good enough from nobody. You know, what they think I ought to do is not good enough because it would all fail. They failed. They lost. I did a lot of them. I said, no, I'm persuaded that I'm in the will of God. And I'm not getting out of the will of God. God will show up. About that time, lo and behold, Doris needs a roof on her house. It was out of the ordinary. I didn't really want to do anything but garage doors. But God began to open avenues up for me that I was sustained, praise God, till the storm was over. And then right after that, boom, commercial started opening up. And I went into doing bigger jobs, less work, more money. God told me that. But less work, more money. Bigger job, less work, more money. Praise God. And God did it. God started doing that. But you know, what if I'd not been persuaded? I would have lost everything. Because at the time, if I had went to work, I couldn't make enough to keep everything. You understand, it was a no-win situation. All I've done is God had enough money to keep us afloat. That's it. Because I lost all my vehicles, lost all my trucks. Ain't no way I could have paid. I could have got a job making that kind of money. But you know what? I was persuaded. See, we got to be persuaded. See, if I was going to quit my job, if I were y'all, and I was going to quit my job, I'd wait till I didn't have no trials. That's wisdom. You want to use wisdom? Well, there ain't no trials. Then say, is it okay, Lord? I won't even ask the Lord about it no more. Nah, I ain't going nowhere, man. Nah, I'm not going nowhere. See, that's the way Caleb and Joshua was. You know, they went through some trials, D. They were out in that wilderness. They were out there with all them other people that didn't go to the promised land. They were out there with them complaining and griping because it's hot out in the desert, you know. The Bible says in Psalm 78, they limited the Holy One of Israel with their unbelief. Limiting God. Can you imagine that? And you know what? We can limit God today. I don't care what anybody says. We can limit God today with unbelief. Believing the wrong stuff simply is unbelief. If God said he'll take care of you, then if you believe anything other than that, you're in unbelief. Clear and simple. Bible says, by Jesus stripes you're healed. If you believe anything other than that, you're in unbelief and you can limit the healing power of God. If the Bible says the gold and silver is mine, cattle on 1,000 hills, if you believe anything other than that, that God ain't got no money down here, then you're in unbelief. Did you know God can speak to somebody and tell them where you live and say, I want you to carry them $50,000? And I mean, jackpot, show up. Had a guy one time called me up, praise God, we strapped. You know, we were strapped in the natural, but I wasn't in my faith. I'm like, glory to God, I don't care what it looks like. God will come through, blah, blah, blah. Just on fire for God. Can't shut up about God. Just thinking about God and God's faithfulness. And man, he saved me and saved my marriage. If he can save my marriage, he can do anything.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
I mean, that's what I thought. and I got a phone call. Yeah, I've been dealing with this for 3 days. I said, yeah, what is it? God told me to give you $500. I said, where are you at? He said, what? I said, where are you at? I needed it 3 days ago when God told you, and I'm coming to get it.
Yes.
But God, he told me where he's at, and I went and got it. Got that $500 delivered up. See, God spoke to him 3 days ago. See what I'm saying? He's able to speak to somebody if he needs to, but most of the time he don't need to, Johnny. He needs us to grow in our faith in the trial so that we don't need a bailout next time. We don't need somebody to bail us out. You know, because he is our Lord. He is our provider. He's our healer. He's the one we turn to. He's our shield. He's our buckler. He's our strong tower. He's our very present help in the time of need. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on.
I mean, he wants us to grow to where he's our all in all. He's everything to us. I'm not quite there, Johnny, to be honest with you. I'm not quite there. But I sure am going that way.
Amen.
I'm in a trial right now with my business. I'm going to tell them in the morning, I'm going to say, I'm sorry that I raised my voice to y'all. It's not your fault. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus, I'm going to tell them, the Lord Jesus will make sure y'all get my numbers. That ought to be my attitude. And then all my faith goes all the way to Cincinnati, Ohio over there, and the calls come in.
Come on.
Hallelujah. See, I gotta grow, Johnny. I gotta go to Cincinnati or wherever they're at right now. I gotta carry my faith there. The Lord told me today, he said, you know, he said, you got some money in your wallet. I said, I know it, Lord. I said, I know I got money in there. He said, how'd you get that money? I said, I saved it. He said, well, don't you know everybody can save a little? He said, then when the season of growing that I've chose for them, they don't have to be broke. I thought, well, praise God. So there's your nugget. I don't make enough to save. 50 cents, a lot of money. 1,000 dimes. Hallelujah. But you know what? Putting up a banking account in your heart, simply, I've got a banking account in the heaven. I thought, I heard a guy say that one time. He
goes, oh, I don't know about that. That's a little radical there.
But then I read it in there. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
Yes.
How you going to do that? I mean, you can't climb a ladder up there. Jesus said, lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. The devil came. Moth, rust, it can't get to it. So you know what to do? The offering plate. A tithe. An offering. And give and sow seeds and help people and all that. And I put it in our banking account. And the Bible says in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, God ain't mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Well, if you sow faith, guess what you're going to reap? Absolutely, you're going to receive the promises. I want to read you what? And we'll try it. Maybe. Oh, I got plenty of time. Persuaded people receive the promises of God. And I've seen it work. I mean, I've seen it work out in Christians that are stay focused on the Word of God and those that don't. I mean, I'm telling you, if I've seen it once, I've seen it a million times. People that really are persuaded, stand on God's Word, really trust the Lord, learn how to pray the prayers of faith and all that stuff, and learn how to stand. Those people receive the promise. The other people, unpersuaded people, they fall by the wayside. When things get hard, I mean, they'll get mad at their church. They'll get mad at people because things don't happen. They'll get bitter. Something will happen, and they'll let down. But unpersuaded people are people until believe. They're persuaded until pressure to believe shows up. People, God's people, some of us, I've been there, done that, and still can today. Are persuaded, God supplies all my needs. Gordon says, woo, yeah, glory. I'll Facebook it. Woo, yeah, send it out there. But then when it comes up time for me to fight, it's a different story. Come on, somebody. Unexpected hospital bills. Unexpected heart attacks. Unexpected foot problems with Teresa. Unexpected vertigo. Unexpected doors coming in. Unexpected. People cancel. Not ever a good time. Things ain't working out. See, some people, and I'm not going to be that kind of person. I'm persuaded until trouble comes. See, that's not when I need the promise.
Right.
I need to be able to stand knowing that God will show up for me, praise God. Unpersuaded people can believe as long as they can see it. Unpersuaded people believe God as long as they see Him doing something. You know, God told me one time, you know, I'm like, God, what's going on when you're not doing it? When I got saved, boy, it was like, boom, boom, God. I mean, He did boom, boom, vehicles. I mean, all kind of stuff going on, you know, going on. Then it slowed up. It's like slowed up. And I'm like, hey, man, what happened? God, what happened? Why didn't I go to my pastor? I said, what happened? Man, God was doing this, and bam, and bam, and bam, and me and Teresa never had an argument or anything, and all of that, blah, 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 blah. And my deacon was standing there, and my deacon, he went, walked over there, bumped me on the shoulder. He said, Brother Scott, it's called growing pains. I said, what? He said, it's called growing pains. Growing pains? I didn't know there was none of this Christianity stuff. I thought it was just boom, boom, bam, bam, wham, thank you, ma'am. He said, no, God wants you to grow up. He said, God has held your hand and delivered you and all of that. He said, He's going to take you into deeper things, Brother Scotty. He said, but, you know, he said, He wants you to grow up. He wants you to grow spiritually and develop where you can believe Him without seeing Him do anything for you. I left there and I thought, well, I don't like that. Told Aiden in there yesterday, today's, no, last night, spent the night with his 3 years old and working on potty training, you know. In the used bathroom, and I said, boy, I think he's supposed to. He said, I know, he's supposed to go to potty. I thought, well, if you know it, why don't you go to potty? I know, Papa, I'm supposed to go to potty. I said, well, you didn't go to potty. I know it, Papa. I'm supposed to go to the potty. I said, next time go to the potty, I'm going to tell your daddy, you're going to spank you. What's that? Growing pain. Yeah? It's either $40 a week or get on him a little. And diapers, hallelujah. Thank God I don't have to buy them more. But unpersuaded people believe as long as they can see it. Every time I've really stood and believed God, I'm telling you, I wouldn't take nothing for my experiences back through there of seeing God show up and deliver me time after time when I trusted Him. When I didn't trust Him, I'm making wrong choice. Let me give you a little example. Me and Teresa talks about it a lot. When I first started into that and thought we was going to lose her house and all of that, you know, and I thought, well, you know, I've got to divorce her, put everything in her name, divorce her, put everything in her name, not attached to me. Move to California, start a garage door company out there, and send her money. Stupid, ain't it? But see, the pressure of us losing everything was on me. And Travis and Beth having to move with nowhere to go was on me. You know, and everything was on me. Just trying to ride me, Johnny. So I'm trying to figure out what can I do. That's not a good thing to do. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of my heart. Lean not, thank God I didn't. She told me, she said, you know, if you'd have did that, she said, I probably would have never took you back. She said, because I wouldn't have believed a minute of that. She said, even though you sent the money, I'd have believed you went off out there and met you somebody, and you getting out of here and you send me money because you really do love me. But I've never buried you back. I've never took you back. See how the devil tried to treat me? Through circumstances. Through the circumstances and my love for my family. But you know what God taught me through that? You can't take care of them. It's not your job to take care of them. Your job is to trust me that my provision can take care of your family.
Amen.
Don't it say He shall supply all of my needs?
Yep.
Right. It's my duty to believe God, because he can do abundantly above, and ain't none of my family lost. Travis, he stuck in there with the garage doors. He didn't lose nothing, bless God. And you know what? I came out on top after that big trial was over. And you know what? I've never been 1 minute late on not one bill since I come out of that trial in 2010.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
I've not been late not one time on nary bill. And I was behind for 3 years. So I understand. But you know what? It fully persuaded me. And then the trials came again. And I was already persuaded, Johnny Knott. You ain't coming to my house again, but God. I done whipped you and grew through you, but God. God will supply, says he will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I receive it right now. I'll never be late again another day in my life. I'll never have a bill delinquent again another day in my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'll not let down my faith, but God. And you know what? That faith, that persuasion causes the flow of the kingdom of God to come to Scotty Weston's house.
Glory to God.
Or your house. Put your name in it. Persuaded people have found God's will. You see, persuaded people, they have found the will of God. And they are persuaded this is the will of God. Now, they don't know how they're going to stay in the will of God in that, but they will maneuver in God. And when something comes to persuade them otherwise, they will be steadfast in the faith of God. See, Shambach, Reverend Shambach, some of you, he dug it on the bed of the Lord. Sitting in my living room as a young Christian. And I didn't know the veteran. I mean, been through and put in jail for preaching the gospel and God supernaturally delivering him and all kinds of stuff, you know, out of jail. They put him in jail several times, you know, for preaching. And he was one of the legitimate man. And he's standing there and he, old man, he says, "You ain't got no troubles. All you need is faith in God." I get you. Big old tall man. And I'm sitting there and I thought, he don't know where I live. Tell me I ain't got no troubles. I got trouble on every side, boy. See, he did too. But he done come up, Johnny. He done up there, but God can take care of all your troubles. He knew it. He knew it. He knew what he was speaking out in them airways. And but God, you know what? He said it again. And I thought, but God, maybe he's right. Maybe I don't got no trouble. Maybe I need more faith in God where these troubles don't move me. You know, he went to find out later on, he'd been through a whole lot in his years of tent revivals and all of that stuff, praise God. And it wasn't that he didn't have no troubles. He cast them over on the Lord, so therefore he didn't have no troubles. He had faith in God.
Amen.
And that's me and you. Persuaded people have found God's will and God's word and not moved at all from God's will. I mean, if I've been tempted once, I've been tempted a half a million times to leave this church. Every one of y'all has been tempted to leave the church sooner or later if you ain't your will. Better know God's will. Be willing to fight for it. Be willing to go through. God comes to take out the church one night and somebody's over yonder church over here and, "Oh, move of God going on over there, Brother Scotty. I need to go over there and need a move of God." I said, "Listen, I said, I don't care if Jesus goes over there. Didn't God tell you to come to church here?" "Yeah, well, yeah, he did." I said, "I don't care if Jesus is over there. You come here."
Amen.
I said, "Just because they're having a move of God, it sounds good, and you probably are, and all of that stuff, that don't negate God's will for your life."
Right.
I said, "What about me? Why can't I go?" "Hey, you're the pastor." I said, "Well, you're a member." Well, I persuaded him. I said, "You go off." I said, "I'm not going to dictate to you." I said, "But I don't care if they having revival, if we're having church here. I believe you're supposed to be here. I believe you're supposed to be a part of this right here. But God, then go to revival the rest of the time over there, bless God." I said, "I know you think you're dry and you need a move of God." I said, "Maybe you ain't drinking here.
Amen.
Maybe you got faith to go over there and get you a sip. That you can sit by the same." He said he set the table before us in the presence of our enemy, and our cup runs over. Well, you know what? He didn't go and all that stuff. Ended up, you know where that church is today? Under. That little move of God ended. And the church went under. It's been down for years. I started to go back and say, What about that church over there? Actually, the people that was going over there that was all hooked up about it, they're coming here now. See how that tried to persuade him? Even good. See, we got to be persuaded so that the enemy don't move us. Persuaded people, they believe God in spite of their circumstances. They find the will of God. They believe God in spite of the circumstances. They stand still and see the salvation of God. And you know what that takes? That takes quality decisions. A quality decision is a decision not based on feelings, emotions, circumstances, or anything. It's based on the Bible. A quality decision is a decision that you base on by the will of God and the Word of God. And you stand on that and you talk to your body and talk to your finances, but God, hallelujah. I go around all the time saying I'll never be broke again another day in my life. I own your own business like you. You ain't got nothing, I'll say it. The business didn't save me.
That's right.
The business did not save me. It let me down. Yeah. The banks wouldn't. They sent me a letter. I've got to tell you this. They sent me a letter because I was nearly 3 months behind on my house. They sent me a letter. We want to help you. The bank that loaned me the money. We want to help you. So they sent me a letter. Fill out the letter and all that. They're going to help me. They're going to refinance. They're going to do something. They're going to help me, Johnny. I sent it all back to them based on what I made. Didn't tell them no lies or nothing. Hey, call me up. You don't qualify. So what are you talking about? I don't qualify. Y'all offered to help me. And I don't qualify, man. I'm behind on my house, homie. Last time they called me, they said, well, we're going to put you in quick foreclosure. I said, listen to me, buddy. I said, I know you're doing your job. You're not. I said, but you need to make note of this. I said, you tell your boss I signed them papers saying I would pay and I will pay. And you tell your boss y'all are not getting my house. Clink.
Amen.
Last time I talked to them, they called me again. Trying to collect the debt. And I told y'all four times a day. They are like a hound dog. That devil's like a hound dog when you're under pressure. But let God, he'll just try to pound you in your mind. I mean to try to get you unpersuaded, hallelujah. And we limit God that way. So I want to encourage you. Don't limit the Lord. Unpersuaded people believe one day it's God's will, and then circumstances change, and they start to believe otherwise. That's called double-minded in the book of James. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
Right.
Not just one of them. He says, if a man lack wisdom, let him ask God to give him liberty and don't hold back. He said, but let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavers is like a ship tossed to and fro. He said, let not that man say think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Because it says an
double-minded
man. Is unstable in all of his ways. Double-minded means two heads. One head tells you about God, the other that tells you not.
Right.
You got to figure out which one you're going to listen to. You listen to the one that's based on the Word of God. Because that one right there, in reviewing the Word, or binding the Word. I was thinking about this. I usually get nothing off of Facebook. People just like a quote, throw it out there. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, if I feel inspired by the Lord, I'll put something, you know. Because I'm thinking to myself, you know, a lot of people get dependent on what's coming from Facebook, but we need to be dependent on what's coming from the Holy Spirit. But that takes fasting and praying and seeking the Lord and reading that word for myself and meditating on that word myself and, you know, digesting that word myself. But you know what? That persuades me. Hallelujah. Unpersuaded people don't get to experience God's best and power to deliver. You think about Judas. Judas was one of the chosen ones. And Judas, under pressure, betrayed you for money. He betrayed you. Went off and hanged yourself later. He didn't have to do that. It wasn't God's will for him to do that. He was chosen by the Lord. But you know what? He let the pressures. He got persuaded by money and different things and directed him against the Lord Jesus Christ, guys. So I want to encourage you, you know, because, I mean, the church has been through a storm for the last couple of months, if y'all ain't noticed. You know, I mean, it's been through some things. Individually, different things, praise God. And, you know, the Lord told me today, he said, you know, he said, Satan always comes back for a more opportune time.
Right.
He said, but, he said, you're to be like Jesus. He said, he quoted Deuteronomy 8:3 to Satan. Man don't live by bread alone, but by every word. Now when Satan comes to me with money, I say, you idiot, I don't live by that.
Yeah.
I live by the word of God, Satan. You're not going to pay your house off. Liar, it's already paid for. I still owe on it, but I consider it paid for.
Right.
Therefore, in the middle of it, I'm not looking at all this garbage.
Right.
I'm not going to look at all this garbage. It's mine. Well, how do you know? Because the Bible says, whatsoever things I desire and I pray, believe that I receive it and I'll have it.
Amen.
Jesus wrote that, Mark 11.
That's right.
Says, have faith in God. So I want to encourage you. Stay on the front lines, hear from the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying, you know, that the Lord, you know, in hard times has given me direction. We'll come to the place to where we hear him clearly. We're like, yep, this is the will of God. This is not the will of God. I don't have to really, a lot of times, pray things through. It's just like all this know. You can develop where you just know the mind of God in it. You just know the will of God in it. Praise God. I thought, you know what, man, you're 50-something years old. You know, time for you to retire anyway. Just, you know, back off. And I'm going down the road, and I'm like, what would I do? Mm-hmm. I'm going down through there, and I'm like, what would I do? And I said, say you're an idiot. What am I going to do? Sit on there and watch soap operas? Nah, I don't think so. But God, and you can only fish so many, eat so many fish. And I mean, you ain't got just so many cows. And I thought, nah, man, you're lying, idiot. But God, I won't never quit work since you're trying to get me to. I'll just work till I'm gone. Well, I'm trying to unpersuade me. I'm persuaded you're going to high places in God. I'm persuaded the best is yet to come for you. I'm persuaded if you follow God and the leading of the Holy Spirit, that you will be a living example to people coming up behind you. But you know what? We're going to have growing pains, Shannon. We're going to have to develop and grow to the place to where nothing moves us. Nothing moves us. But God, we're just not moved. Hallelujah. We're moved only by the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just